This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We are very happy right now to be joined by Mike Silver, one of the best columnists in the country. He does fantastic work with The Athletic. He also is an author of The Why Is Everything, which was released nationally on October 1st. You can get it on sale wherever you get books. Mike, happy to have you join us today for Chiefs and Niners.
Yeah, it should be a great one. As regular season games go, we should learn a lot more about the 49ers. I think we know plenty about the Chiefs, and it's the usual. They're pretty good.
So I want to get to your book here in a little bit, but I've been excited to ask you this question as someone that knows the Bay Area so much and has just been around so many great quarterbacks. Have you noticed a personality trait or a thing that is sort of uniform across all great quarterbacks? You covered Montana, Brady. We now live in the Patrick Mahomes era. I'm just curious if over your time you have seen, hey, all great quarterbacks possess this thing.
Yeah, and those are going to go down as three of the all-time greats. I think it's fair to say already at this point for Patrick. But, you know, I would say unbelievable unflappability under pressure, which is really hard when 280-pounders are bearing down on you, et cetera. Toughness. And it just not feeling too big, which I think with Mahomes is something that I picked up on right away, and I don't know if that's from being around major league clubhouses as a kid or just the way he's made up or both, but just never felt like he was overwhelmed by any of it in any way. And then finally, I would just say, relentless competitive drive. And, I call Brady the most ruthless competitor that I've ever seen, but obviously Patrick has a lot of that too. And, you know, look, I was really lucky early in my career to be around Montana and Steve Young every day, and then to cover Elway, Marino, Favre, Aikman, you know, these incredible players, Warren Moon. So, I kind of look for those traits the best I can, but with Patrick, it just seemed evident from the beginning, and he's never wavered.
What have you noticed in your time from just being around Brock Purdy? It feels like there's always a lot of conversation about him. And one way where I think we're unfair to Brock Purdy is, I mean, this is the system that he's in, and he has made the most out of it, whether it's been with Christian McCaffrey or Jordan Mason or Brandon Ayuk's holdout. He's been pretty solid for day one as the starter for San Francisco, yet there's a lot of questions about if you want to pay him and how much he is worth once his contract is up. Tell us a little bit more about Brock Purdy, what we don't know about him, and just your time being around him and just watching his ascension to being one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first of all, they are paying him. Kyle Shanahan had basically decided that before Christmas of 2022. So I'll give you my opinion, but it doesn't really matter. He's the guy, and he's going to get paid. I happen to agree. And listen, I had some inside information because I was doing this book, and this stuff is in the book, The Why Is Everything, available everywhere. But I was spending a lot of time with Mike Shanahan during the spring and summer of 2022. And so after Purdy was drafted, 262nd at last, you know, to me that was an afterthought, and I was very interested in Jimmy Garoppolo, who seemed to be on his way out, Trey Lance, who was obviously the heir apparent, and when I would talk to Mike about these things, he kept bringing up Purdy, and there's something at 49er headquarters they refer to as the Shanacam, and that is code for Mike Shanahan wants to watch all the practices and meetings, you know, as soon as he can from wherever he is. So he'd been seeing Purdy in OTAs at minicamp, and he definitely noticed something. Before the first regular season game of 2022, where Trey Lance is getting ready for his debut as the unquestioned starter, I'm in Mike Shanahan's hotel room in Chicago. The Niners are getting ready to play the Bears. And he brings up Purdy again, and he says, when you have a guy like that in your building, you don't let him out. And apparently Mike Shanahan was on to this before anyone else, including Kyle, who's great at it. But I think the kid is, in terms of his abilities, he's unbelievably accurate. He reads it and processes it quickly. He moves better than people think, and I think he's ascending. In terms of temperament, he may look like a kid who's, you know, coming back from econ class at Iowa State, but he's a stone-cold killer. So I think Brock Purdy's going to get better and better, and no one is going to be Patrick Mahomes. Let me make that clear. In this generation, and I don't know about any generation, like, that's a different breed that we're talking about, in my opinion, and I don't even want to think about, what he has left in the second and third acts of his career, but I think Purdy's going to be one of those top guys for a long time.
Right now, we're talking to Mike Silver. Mike, the San Francisco Niners team is 3-3. Outside of injuries, is there another reason that you think this team just hasn't really been able to get that momentum going despite being one of the more talented rosters in the league?
Yeah, how much time do you have? It's always hard to come back from a Super Bowl defeat, and they call it the Super Bowl hangover for a reason, and only one team has rebounded from that and won it the next year in a long, long time. That was the Patriots with Brady. But, they changed defensive coordinators, and they're going with Nick Sorensen, who is untested. Brandon Staley, who did such a great job as the Rams defensive coordinator in 2020, is also in the building as assistant head coach, but I think that's a transition. They And the special teams have just been atrocious, and they've never been really good on special teams. And I know Chiefs fans are sitting here laughing at the punt that bounced off Daryl Luter's leg and changed the momentum of the Super Bowl with Mahomes throwing the touchdown one play later. But the special teams have been kind of a debacle, and that's hurt them. And, you know, they have blown two games that they normally win to two teams that are not their equal, the Rams and Cardinals in the division. So it's an ugly 3-3. They really could be 5-1 and not a super impressive 5-1, but still. You know, so I don't know a lot about them. They've beaten the Patriots. I don't think they're very good. They beat the Jets in Aaron Rodgers' first game in 400-something days. You know, I don't know how to think about that. It was a nice win in Seattle last Thursday, and they kind of started to get, you know, their joy back a little bit. But, you know, I think they just have not been it's not just injuries. They just have not looked as sharp, and they haven't finished the way they normally do. And Brandon Ayuk, who they paid a bunch of money to after a long, drawn-out, dramatic offseason dispute, he's had one good game, but otherwise hasn't been part of the mix too much. And one really interesting thing is that Ricky Pearsall, their first-round draft pick, a wide receiver who could give them some of the things that they lacked in the Super Bowl with speed and suddenness and ability to beat man coverage, he's finally now practicing after a very scary ordeal where he was shot through the chest in a robbery attempt. And they didn't plan to play him this week, but he's looked so good in practice the last few days that I think they may activate him and play him in this game.
I think that Kyle Shanahan is going to be this generation's Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher was a phenomenal coach in Pittsburgh and just couldn't get over the hump, couldn't win a Super Bowl. And then sort of later in his career, you know what? He finally got one. They win the Super Bowl, and everybody was super happy for Bill Cowher because of the work that he had put in and the kind of reputation that he had built. I mean, Shanahan has had some pretty big flameouts, whether it was in Atlanta as the offensive coordinator or losing to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in back-to-back Super Bowls. It feels like Kyle's eventually going to get one. I'm just not sure when that's going to be.
Well, I think he's trying to be Andy Reid. And that is, you know, Andy Reid, when he won that first one in 2020, in the Bay Area and Northern California, they were devastated. But everybody else in the football world was so happy. I remember the combine vividly, being with Andy and having people just come up and hug him. And, you know, for so long, he was such a good coach and so revered and just hadn't been able to do that. And now, of course, he's probably going to win 96 Super Bowls. And, you know, and I don't think he should ever retire at this point, you know, with what he's got going. But that's what Kyle's trying to do, and you're right. You know, a lot of the book is, you know, really focused on this, of course, but he kind of wore the Atlanta, you know, collapse when that normally would be on the head coach, Dan Quinn. And then, of course, the two Super Bowls against the Chiefs, the first one with a 10-point lead midway through the fourth quarter. And, you know, I've been covering sports and watching sports a long time. There's some great players and coaches that didn't win championships because of Tom Brady and Michael Jordan. And I think some of that is just Patrick Mahomes is stealing joy along the way. But yeah, I do think Kyle's a really, really good coach. I think he's gotten better in a lot of the leadership and people skill areas. And, you know, sometimes it's a very, very fine margin of error. On the other hand, every year people go, hey, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? And I think about it for about 30 seconds, and I go, it would be kind of dumb for me to pick against Andy and Patrick until proven otherwise, so I'm just going to pick them.
Last question here, Mike, and we appreciate your time. You've now written a couple of books. Tell us a little bit more about the book.
Well, I appreciate you. You know, I had a long gap between my first several books and this one, and I wrote books back-to-back with Dennis Rodman and Kurt Warner. Doesn't get any more divergent than that, but, you know, and the Kurt Warner book, they made into a movie 21 years later. So I've had a really, you know, I'm really grateful for all the experiences I've had. This book really meant a lot to me because it really goes back to my early days as a young beat writer for the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat, covering the 49ers in the early 90s, watching Mike Shanahan come in as an embattled guy. He and Steve Young kind of resurrecting their reputations and doing great things, and that's kind of the jumping off point. And I've obviously followed this crew, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Raheem Morris, Mike McDaniel, Matt LaFleur, and all their offshoots for a long, long time, and kind of understood how different they are and how cool it is what they're doing along the way.
That is Mike Silver joining us on the show. He is one of the absolute best sports writers in the country. He is with The Athletic, and he also is the author of a new book, The Why Is Everything. Be sure to grab that wherever you get your books. Mike, it was an honor and a privilege to have you join us today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.